Hit Breakfast
with Desire and Ellie.
Hit Breakfast.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hit Breakfast.
Good morning, Goulburn Valley. No. It's not Josiah and Ellie this morning stepping in to fill the shoes of the big guys, Benny the Boss.
How did I get conned into this?
I don't know. You were begging me to do it. I was like, Benny, I'll just do the show by myself. And you're like, no, Ellie, please let me come in and join you.
Let me tell you, Goulburn Valley, there's a lot of BS that floats around this show. For example, just that. No, it's good. Hey, Josiah last night, he obviously is over in Sydney and he's been at the big game last night, the Raiders, he'd be shouted.
Yeah. I can't wait to call him after eight and rub it in.
Are you? Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to give him some grief or not?
Of course I am.
Do you feel lonely today? Do you miss your work husband?
That's beautiful. I mean, I've walked in this morning and the studio stinks.
This is the thing, right? I'm going to call Ellie out on this. No. You know when someone farts, right? And they let you know like there's a bad smell somewhere? I reckon she's farted, right? And then she's done the whole, it stinks in there, just so you know.
Swear to God, I even got my other colleague to come in and smell it this morning when I walked in.
This is before
stinks.
Me, ready? Ellie's gone, oh, yep, squeaked, right?
And then
that's on the nose. I better let Benny know.
You have been on the air for less than 30 seconds and you're already accusing me of popping off.
Coming up next, I'm going to do my fun facts over Short Blacks. Way to start the day. You've learned something. You'll get a caffeine hit. It's a beautiful thing.
Did you bring me in a coffee?
God, no.
So then how are we going to do this segment?
Just sip your water.
So it's really just fun facts.
It's amazing.
No Short Blacks involved.
You learned something, I promise.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I just want to say really quickly, I walk to work with an umbrella now because of you guys and that magpie and everything else.
Aww, that's cute.
So I just want to throw that out there. Anyone driving along Wyndham Street that saw a bloke like walking with an umbrella thinking I've lost the plot, that's just me.
Scared
of magpies. Can you hit play on that
classical
Benny, music for me?
We got you an ice cream container for a reason. Wear that if you're worried, okay?
Let's start in the morning.
This is nice. Wish I had a Short Black right now for these fun facts.
I'll do the sipping of the Short Black for you. This is fun facts over Short Blacks. It's a beautiful way to start the day. It's better than a glass of water with a slice of lemon.
I heard a fun fact about the Queen last night. Would you like me to kick it off with that, or is that not how this works? Oh, sorry. I'll let you sip your Short Black.
Go. This is what this segment's all about. Teach me something.
The Queen's favourite nail polish colour is ballet pink.
Describe ballet pink for me.
It's just like ballet shoe pink. She has it delivered in bulk from Essie.
Now I'm with you. Ballet shoe pink.
Hmm.
I can visualise that.
There you go.
A cow bison hybrid is
what?
Called a cow bison hybrid.
Yeah.
It's called a beefalo.
Like a buffalo, but for beef.
Yeah. Just, you write that one down.
Okay, so this literally is just fun facts.
What a way. This is getting us talking.
Okay.
It's a way to, converse and.
Cool. All right. Oh, God, don't slap so loudly. Would you like a straw?
You know, when I did this, Josiah, there was a lot less complaining.
Oh, no one wants to hear that at 7-Eleven on a Monday morning.
That tiny pocket in your jeans, Miss Cheney,
yeah,
was designed to store pocket watches.
It's not big enough for that.
Do you have a pocket watch?
Yeah, heaps.
No, you don't have a pocket watch.
I
want one. How classy are they, though? Would you, if you send someone, which you wouldn't now because we've got phones, but have you got the time and I just had a little pocket watch?
No, I think you were 170 years old.
From Brunswick in Melbourne.
Yeah.
The word fizzle started as a type of fart. Let me explain.
That's twice now. I'm going to keep fart count on this show. How many times you mentioned the word fart? That's twice.
In the 1400s, fizzle was meant to mean break wind quietly, according to the English Oxford Living Dictionary. Got any issues with them?
I do.
Drop a fizzle?
Yes. Because my favourite drink is a fizzy drink. Oh, God, can we stop with the slurping?
Gosh, I've been married. Last one.
God, thank God. Very excited for this segment to be over so I can talk about the Perth nightclub.
You can take the whole rest of the day off if you want.
Can I?
Yeah.
You can take it from you.
I've been on air for like 10 minutes with this girl and she's already sucking. No number before 1,000 contains the letter A. Go on.
101. Boom!
Hang on. The word and doesn't count. It doesn't count and.
Well,
how
do you write out 101 then?
But the number, no number before, this isn't about, you can't do this to me, it's Chaney.
Sorry, I don't want to ruin your segment. Have another slurp of your coffee.
I was warned about Monday, Chaney.
This is.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
I'm about to talk about my wife. And the safest way to do this is to always start with, you know, I love her, but.
Was she the one who cut us off air just then?
Yeah, probably. Imagine that.
She's standing outside the studio.
My wife has an amazing amount of access to the station, thanks to yours truly. So, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
She can just cut station. No, she can't. How would she do it?
I don't know. You go cut a cord outside? I don't know.
No, what I want to bring up, I think, would be anyone married, being in a relationship, whatever, would experience this one here. And this is why I want to talk about it, because as of recently, actually, not as it's been happening in my relationship, really, but it's the little things that I do that seem to drive my wife, like, up the wall. Like proper up the wall.
Okay. Yep. Tell me the story and then I'll give you my 2 cents.
Firstly, let me put out there that I'm a very annoying person.
Hey, I hadn't noticed.
And I completely understand why my wife does get driven up the wall by my stupidity. So first of all, let me just put that out there as a disclaimer.
Okay.
However, I mean well. And so, for example, in our house, particularly in Shepparton, it gets really cold and we have 2 heaters that basically heat the main living room.
Mm-hmm.
If we have all the doors open, it's a very old house. Well, then it just does jack, right? So
yeah.
During this period, not only recently we've stopped using the heater because it's warming up again, but I would always use the spare room. That's kind of my wardrobe because my wife's commandeered every other space.
Oh, is that where you keep your mustard sweater?
Yeah, that one there.
Yeah, it's
there.
Really nice, your mustard
hanging
sweater.
Up nicely ironed. But that's where I keep all my gear and my shoes and all the rest of it. And so I'll go in there quite regularly to, you know, put new shirts in there or get changed or put jocks on, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I always leave the door open.
And then you let the heat out, don't you?
Okay, so you get it, right? Mm-hmm. That's a simple, like, this isn't breaking news. Like, this is just the most simple thing, right? To my point, my wife will go, how many freaking times do I need to tell you to shut the door? To the point, she's like, you know what? It's the camel that broke the, what's the saying?
The straw that broke the camel's back.
Like, divorce. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, this would cause my wife to go, do you know what? We're done.
10 years'
not
time.
Not cheating on her. Not kissing another woman. Not
I mean,
going,
that'd probably do it too, to be fair.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. Exactly. Where's the line, Melissa? The door being closed. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's where my wife's at.
Yeah. And it happens a lot. Do you know what, though? From, like, I'm a girl, so I get exactly where she's coming from. My boyfriend and I have the same issues.
Please diverse.
We'll have this huge blow up over something that's so tiny, but really it's a build up of all the other bits and pieces.
So technically,
he puts me
what
through.
You're saying is that potentially the door is something more sinister.
No, it's just a build-up. You've been patient with all the other little stuff. Like Gav and I always seem to have a fight a few days before we're due to see each other because we do long distance. And so it always seems to be like in the week leading up that we'll have a big blow-up.
Shouldn't
and he said to me,
excited?
That's the thing. He said to me the other day, he's like, you always do this. You always get angry at me the week before I see you. And I said, yes, because I've been putting up with you for the last 3 weeks and it's been building up and building up and building up.
This is amazing. This is, okay, fine. Classic Gav. I just want to say though, right, so you,
yes,
rather than get excited, then go back and think over.
Because I've been so patient putting up with all the other stuff for the last month.
Here's my theory, right? Just have the visual. This is how I think a woman's mind works. You can tell me if I'm right or if I'm sleeping in the spare room tonight.
Yeah.
Right, does a woman, when a guy does something stupid or it frustrates him, right, do you sort of like have a imaginary filing system, like a big filing cabinet where you'll just store that? You know, you'll be like June, July 2018, and you just sort of go, bang, I'll put that in there.
Yes.
Then when it comes to sort of having a fight, you've just got, this is our picture of a woman, you do something stupid, right, and she goes, hold that thought, drawer comes out, she goes back 6 months and goes, that's a beauty, I'm going to pick on that. Is that basically?
Yes, to a certain extent.
A file, and see, for you, maybe you haven't filed properly. That's why you're getting.
No,
I'm filed properly. I'm about to see him. I'm going to absolutely go see. Is that how this works?
I can see why your wife gets angry at you, buddy.
My question with this segment, what's the stupidest thing you've broken up on?
Or just fought over, really. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. We want the small arguments that have turned into huge ones. We're a safe space, kind of.
Are we close to arguing?
Yeah. Well, as soon as these mics go off, I'm going to go you, bro.
You're going to remember this one? Put in the date. Put that in your filing systems.
Let's go to Grace from Shep. Grace, have you had a fight over something small?
We call it the sock family now. It's the come and run in joke. My husband, every time I do the washing, I've done 3 loads and I go and fix the bed and there's always his socks right beside the bed.
Oh, he hasn't
put
them in.
And I'm just like, the socks. That's a running joke. I have a teenager as well. She's even good enough to put her socks in the laundry basket. Not the husband.
May I ask how you discipline your husband's behaviour?
Yeah, I'm not going into that.
God. What happens in your house?
Grace, I'm so intrigued.
Go get yourself something to eat. What happens in... Okay, well, we can't talk about, obviously, how you...
No. No, we call it the stock family. So now when before I do the laundry, I'm just like, has anyone got any stock families in the house?
Socks, you know what? Socks do tear apart households. I remember my mum going mad at me because my socks would never match. I'd never put pairs down the laundry chute. I'd only have one. Are you the same?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they're always in balls.
Yes.
So you go and do the laundry and you get them out of the dryer and they're still in their balls. I'm like, just undo your socks. It's not that difficult.
Is this a reoccurring argument in your house? Right. Okay, good.
How close are you? I've been married nearly
18 years. I've been married nearly 18 years and my 15-year-old, I'm like, they're both driving me nuts just with their socks.
So my wife, we're in good hands then, really. She's got another like decade of stupidity.
You're fine. Don't quit the small stuff.
Yeah, good point, Grace. Well, I hope your marriage lives to see another 18 years, my friend. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
I just want to just hold you to something.
What?
Just go back a second.
What? What?
You said I used to put my socks down the laundry chute. Was that, what, on the third story of you, the Cheney house?
Oh, stop it. No,
Take us through. No, look, normally I wouldn't do this.
We've got to get to Alpha Box.
We do. But I'm going to just need you to explain the laundry chute.
Yes, we had a laundry chute. Doesn't everyone have a laundry chute?
Okay, take us how this works. So where was the laundry chute?
So
this is going to be great.
Because us kids all had rooms upstairs.
Oh, did we just? All of us? Then, amazing. Yeah, go on.
Mum and Dad had... Well, I've got four kids in my family. Mm-hmm. Mum and Dad's room was downstairs and the laundry was downstairs. And so the laundry chute went from upstairs to downstairs, straight into the laundry so Mum could wash our stuff.
That's amazing.
Oh, stop
Let me just... Hang on. Don't get out of this. You just said then, and then you said, doesn't everyone have a laundry chute?
Yeah, but if you live in a two-story house, don't you?
Not everyone lives on a two-story house with a laundry chute. Laundry day, guys, and then you'd run to your little chute. I had to bring you up on this.
It gets so annoying, though, because you put your towels down there and your towels would get stuck and then everything would just bunch up.
What a problem to have in
your... The worst. You had to get your lacrosse stick and poke it down.
This is how the Cheneys lived growing up.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Cut to the chase. Get to it. You've been telling me all morning you got something huge to drop. You're going to do. You have to do it on air. You can't do it in my office privately. So I've been waiting for it. It's now 13 past eight. Off you go.
Okay. Benny.
This intense.
It is this intense.
She's resigning.
I'm nervous. I'm a bit sweaty having to tell you this. So as you know, over the last week and a half or so, we have been training up a goat to perform at the goat show, at the Shepparton show this weekend. Josiah and I, we're trainers from way back. We trained up Roger Ferreter, the ferret, last year for the show. This year, we've got Vincent van Goat.
And what a goat.
What a goat indeed. He's the goat of goats.
He is. You guys got really... I mean, I was out with the farm with you the other day, and it's an amazing goat.
Yes.
So what's this bomb you're about to drop?
Well, the Shep show is on Friday and Saturday of this week.
Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah, that's good to hear. On Friday is also my boyfriend Gav's 30th birthday.
Oh, here it comes.
Now, I had said I can't go to Perth for it because he lives in Perth. He's having, you know, drinks and a family lunch and everything on his birthday to celebrate the big 3-0. And I said, I can't go. I've got the Shep show.
Good.
Yeah. His parents then got wind of this.
Oh, I can see where this is headed. His parents are involved here.
Yes.
What do his parents say to him?
They know how special I am to Gav and how much he wants me there on this big day. And they've offered to fly me home.
They're paying for you.
For his 30th.
So what have you said?
I've said yes.
How's this? This is the thing, right? So you're telling me that you go through all this work and effort to just handball it.
I'm not handballing it. I
biggest
feel bad.
Hand. No, you don't.
Hey, Vincent van Goat
Friday,
is going to be there.
Cheney will be on her virgin flight with a white wine gun. I'm coming home, girls. Woo! Meanwhile, now when you go, I've got to bloody take over your job and help Jay with your goat.
That's why I'm glad you're here this morning because I want
you. Do you have any feelings of guilt?
Of course. It was really hard for me, but like, they'd already bought the tickets.
As she pours herself a morning cocktail.
Yeah.
Coming home. Gav, baby. Woo!
Hey,
Mother's getting a tan.
There is nowhere I would rather be than parading Vincent van Goat around the Shepparton showgrounds. Of course, there's nowhere I'd rather be.
What do you have to say to your loyal listeners who have been following this story now find out that Ellie's done the whole, see ya.
I'm going to be there in spirit.
Check in on the day. Name, seat number 24.
Benny.
Thank you.
Benny.
I'm just Just saying, like, no feelings of guilt.
The Shep Show and Vincent van Gogh will go on with or without me.
It's like, okay? Do you know, it's like a family breaking up. Like, dad's just gone. Or your mum, actually.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's like it's a big day for your goat and mum's not there.
That doesn't mean I'm not going to put in 120% getting Vincent ready for the big day this week while I'm still here. Oh, by the way, I need
to getting your kid ready for its first day of school and mum's not there.
No, it's not.
Feeling guilty yet?
Vincent's got so much support around him.
No, but you're the mum.
He understands that mum has
it looks at you
other
for...
important things to do. She's got to go see her other dad.
You don't have its back. Get what I did there. Come on, you like gags. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I would, except it's a goat.
Can't believe you're going. This is ridiculous.
I'm going. It's final. But also, I'm going to need the day off work on Friday. Okay, bye. That's all we got time for.
Ellie's just dropped it, right? So all this week, people that follow the show, they're entering a goat in the Shep Show this weekend, which is amazing. It's been a beautiful journey and was going to continue to be an amazing journey until Ellie, actually, can you, what's your goat's name?
Oh, you're really invested, are you? You and the people are so invested in this goat.
Vincent van Gogh, right?
Vincent van Gogh.
So Vincent van Gogh, you just said you're not even going to be here now because Gav's got a 30th and the in-laws are flying you back. Here's the deal, right?
Yeah.
Vincent van Gogh just rang, right? And he said he wanted to say this to you.
All right.
Where's mum going?
All right.
Where's mum gone?
Do you know what?
I've got something. A big show coming up on the weekend, mum. And you want to go get on the cans, mum. Bye.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I feel like I need some music to adequately introduce our next guest, and so I've chosen this song. I'm a loser,
and I love you guys are like, do you know what you two remind me of? You're like brother and sister at times, I am. And you're like the annoying little sister.
Oh, Josiah, Sharla, fresh from your team losing the NRL Grand Final. Good morning, bud.
I'd say we're more like husband and wife, Benny, without all the added stuff.
So you get nagged and...
Yeah.
Hey, I was here. I sent you a very nice message before the big game yesterday saying good luck tonight, homeboy. I gave you some green love hearts.
Yeah, homeboy, you're right. Isn't something you call your brother, sister, or your husband, is it?
Ellie would call her husband bro.
Yeah, I do.
Do you take so-and-so to be your husband? I do, bro. Sorry, this is
Yeah, mate, no worries.
Yeah,
why
buddy.
Why are you laughing? That's exactly how my wedding's going to go. So, Josiah, you're obviously a massive Canberra Raiders fan. You took the day off today to go to the game in Sydney, and you lost.
Yeah, we lost. It wasn't... without controversy, though. But being at the game, we didn't really know that. It just felt like we lost because you don't have the commentator. You kind of see the results. But once we went home and had a beer and watched the replay, that's when it all kind of all unfolded. And they're saying it's the worst decision in NRL history. And the amount of messages, my phone was blowing up. That's when I knew something was happening. Even a lot of people listening right now to the show, thank you to everyone that messaged me as well. So my phone was going nuts. And it was, yeah, now watching it back, it was a bit of an upset.
So I wasn't the only one who messaged you. Rude. Are you cheating on me?
I know. Lots of friends.
The wife's at it again.
Wow. Did any other girls message you one? No, just kidding.
Yeah, I've got about 5,000 on the go.
You guys okay? That's a lot to manage, 5,000.
Yeah, yeah. No wonder he doesn't have time to do any work.
You divide how many days in a year, 5,000, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to come down and do the show today, but I had 5,000 girls to reply.
Oh, of course. You've been up all night. You haven't slept yet. Have you been up all night? Did you go out and commiserate the loss?
Nah, we didn't. I went back to a mate's and we had a beer and watched the replay and basically cried ourselves to sleep. And then Dad and I came home. But if we won, I was definitely going to plan an all-nighter with all the fans. But basically, the decision that cost us the game, so basically it was 8-all. The referee made a decision which was so bad that off the next play, they scored the winning try. This isn't just a salty fan, right, saying this, because at the game, I was like, well, we can suck it up. We didn't take our chances. Sportsbet, right, listen to this, the betting agency, they've refunded all bets of every single person that tipped the Raiders. This is how bad the decision was, giving back $1.4 million to punters.
Really?
That's how bad the decision was. So we're not talking about me just going on a tangent. Sportsbet are happy to cough up $1.4 million to punters just because they felt so bad about the decision.
Can I, here we go, Jay, and this is me being totally honest, right? I don't know the game. I respect last night. So for the laymans that don't get the game, what was this decision? Why is it so controversial? Look, because I don't understand.
Yeah, in rugby league, you get 6 tackles and you have to try and get it over the opposition's try line to score, you know, for a try. What happens is if the other team touches the ball, your six tackle starts all over again. And so the referee called six again. So if we're on our last tackle at the time and you're trying to score, but when if the referee calls six again, you just stop, take the tackle and you start and regroup and go again. So the referee called six again. So our player goes and just gets tackled to restart the tackle count. When he gets tackled, the referee then goes and changes his mind, going, sorry, no, I got it wrong, start again. But the player had taken the tackle by that stage, so he would have thrown it wide and gone for the try. We looked like we were going to score as well.
Oh, yeah, that does sound bad.
And so what makes it worse is they score off the very next play. And what makes it even worse is at the start of the game, the other team's only other try came off. There was a kick that rebounded off one of our players. We were going to go regather to, again, attack the opposition's line. It hits their trainer who was on their field, which means, obviously, we get the ball back. The referee calls that they get the ball instead of us. They then go and score off that play as well.
Good sports chat. I don't quite understand a lot of that.
I know. Benny was literally typing an email while you were saying all that.
I drifted in and out of that.
I just love how Josiah speaks.
But there's so much passion there, and I enjoyed the passion.
There is. But I love how Josiah speaks in first person the whole time. Like, we did this, and then Alb did this, and it hit our boot.
It's my family. Not to mention, I do know, a few of the boys in the team are my mates as well. Like, everyone is my mates in the world. So, no, it was...
You know a couple of blokes.
So you and the Canberra Raiders all together are all just losers together then, hey?
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie. Josiah and Ellie give you Monday's Muppet.
What a Muppet.
All right, for someone holidaying in Fiji, I'm about to get real angry. Because the story's broken over the weekend and it's now gone viral and it's trending. It's the number one thing trending at the moment and people are not happy about it. And that is the fact that a Perth nightclub called Rapture Nightclub is facing massive backlash because a woman went there and alleges that her drink was spiked at the venue. She said she went there, only had a couple of drinks, and was then violently ill afterwards.
For those that haven't heard the story, there are screenshots of what she said to the club, right?
Yeah.
Should we read those?
I can read the response. Basically, I thought I'd summarise what she says, which is basically...
Just thought I'd summarise
I'm not going to read
it.
It's a very long message. I'm not going to read it word for word.
I've read it. Yeah.
She said that she only had one or two drinks before she came in. She definitely wasn't drunk, bought a drink from the bar and was then unconscious for the next 2.5 hours, vomiting and experiencing other common symptoms of the date rape drug. So basically, she's writing them to them to make them aware and to maybe... to tell them to increase security, because she said she couldn't see any bouncers inside and she'd spoken to a few other girls who think that this had happened to them as well.
Right.
Now, the owner of the nightclub has responded with the most poorly worded message ever.
Go on.
He said, "What proof do you have of your drink being spiked? Why would anyone want to spike your drink? Did you attend a hospital and have your stomach pumped for evidence? Is this something you and your friends experience regularly? Would you like a crowd controller to hold your drink for you next time you attend a nightclub?" This goes on and on and on, with one of the questions being, "Are you worth someone trying to spike your drink?" And it finishes, "We think this is a beat up and we believe that no one would be stupid enough to waste their drugs on spiking anyone's drink." Now... I'm
thoughts?
Awarding this club.
Let me hand you the podium. Off you get.
Okay, this nightclub is a Muppet, firstly. This is the worst response you could ever send one. I get it. A lot of... I think
Let's see where she goes with this. I'm
no,
curious.
I'm saying you've got to give this girl the benefit of the doubt. Even if she did just go out and get on it and have a big night and she's embarrassed about the fact she had a big night, so she's alleging that she was spiked. That's not customer service. You don't respond to someone's allegations of being drugged by saying, "Oh, you're not worth someone wasting their drugs on you. Sorry, honey."
No, look, that bloke's obviously, he's a bit of a peter for sure.
Yes.
But then the two sides to each story.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, how would you have responded? If that was you were the hotel manager sitting there on your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
What would you have written back?
I would have asked her to call me and discussed it over the phone, her concerns. I get maybe she's not telling the truth. Maybe she, because I feel like people say that their drinks get spiked a lot more than actual drink gets spiked. But that's not to say that it's not a really serious and prevalent issue in our society, Benny.
No, and to be honest, it can happen so quickly, so easy, and the results can be, well, absolutely devastating. Mm-hmm. But in saying that, though, I'm not saying this is not serious, but yeah, two sides to each story. But then, yes, the way that guy responded was shocking.
Yeah, moral of the story.
Also, do you know, like that one line is like, "Are you worth?"
Yes. who's going to waste their drugs on you? Are you kidding me? Is he kidding me right now?
He must be new to the role. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's got no PR skills, this bloke.
That's me ripping up his statement.
So, is there any follow-up to this? So, what's like, okay, so this guy's now put his foot in it, and I would completely understand why this girl's upset with their response. So, what's going to move? What's happening moving forward?
Well, now a change.org petition has been started. It's got, as of this morning, it had 7,000 signatures on it for them to close down Rapture Nightclub and turn it into a women's refuge.
Right.
So I dare say this isn't the end we'll hear of it. Rapture Nightclub now has a one-star rating because so many people have got on and abused. I've just been on their Facebook page. Woohoo! People are going
to
town.
Have you had your say yet?
No. Well, this is me having my say. I'm awarding him the
Righto.
Monday Muppet.
That's my first time as part of that segment. That's good.
Yeah, you're welcome, buddy.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I'm about to make myself potentially very unpopular, so apologies in advance. Don't hate me at the end of this, but I've got an opinion that I'm looking for someone to share with this morning. I don't like daylight savings, guys. I don't like it one little bit. It's the worst. Okay, I get it. Yes, we get longer days, but are you kidding me right now? This Monday morning could not be worse. Instead of getting up at 4 o'clock, I'm effectively getting up at 3 o'clock. I lost an hour of my weekend, which are very precious, and now I'm back to getting up in the dark and coming to work in the dark. And then when I try to go to bed at night and get an early night, I can't because it's still sunny outside. Last night even, the first day of daylight saving, I was driving home and I was like, oh, it's still so sunny. It must only be 5 o'clock. No, it was 6 o'clock. Am I alone in this? Because every single person I talk to is like, no, Ellie, you're ridiculous. What are you talking about? Daylight saving's the best. I get it's the best if you're on holidays or if you don't have to get up early. But for people like you and me who are up right now, it sucks. The only person it's good for, the only people it's good for, is people who have to work on the Saturday night / Sunday morning when the clocks change over. Because then they get an hour less work. I was talking to my lady at Macca's this morning, my friend at Macca's, and she was saying it was great. It was 1 hour less of my shift yesterday. Perfect. And I thought, okay, if that was the case, if I was working then, I could get on board. Otherwise, no. Nah. Maybe if I live near the coast and I could go to the beach at night, yeah, I'll get on board. But no, not here. So 13, 12, 16, am I alone? Am I going to get zero calls this morning? Surely, farmers, you've got something to say about it. You're up early too. What are your thoughts? Daylight savings. If you're against it, give me a call. If you're one of those people who love it, which seems to be every single person in Victoria, then also feel free to call me, abuse me. I don't even care anymore. Let's go to Joel from Kyabram. Joel, are you for or against daylight saving?
Yeah, I'm for. It was good. I did 12-hour shift, but I only worked 11.
Oh, you are the person who got the shorter shift. Okay, fair enough. So is that the only reason you like it? Or on the whole, do you like the, you know, extended daylight hours?
Oh, I like it. But, just the fact that we did the 11-hour shift rather than 12.
Yeah, fair enough. Does it go the other way when the clocks go back again? Do you have to do a 13-hour shift?
Oh. Yes, that's right.
I feel you a little bit. I'm the opposite. Like when it goes back and I get the extra hour of sleep, then I'm a little bit more on board. But on the whole, I don't know if it's worth it.
You got to put up with it.
Exactly. I know that's the thing. I mean, I can't really change it. I suppose I can live with it. But still, like I just got to get some extra duty blinds on my window or something so I can sleep at night.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you work through the night often?
Yeah, night shift, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you're used to sleeping in daylight then.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. Well, good to see both sides of the coin. Thanks for giving me a call this morning, Joel.
No worries. Thank you.
Well, let's go to Katie from Shep. Katie, have I found her? Are you a person who hates daylight savings as well?
Yes, I hate it. I work like early. Obviously, that's why I listen to you guys all the time.
Yeah.
I'm up at this time. So it means that when I get to work, it's still dark. It's so much harder to wake up because the light outside.
Thank you. Exactly. And then when you want to get an early night at night and it's still bright outside, you can't fall asleep.
Yes, exactly. And it doesn't consider people like us who wake up at this time in the morning.
Exactly. Thank you. I feel like the people listening now are my best bet at getting a fellow hater of daylight saving because, you know, we're all early risers. Oh, 100. I'm so glad you're with me on this. Do you get like a little bit ostracized by people who love it? Like, do they look down on you a little bit?
Yeah, they're like, no, like they get angry because I want to get rid of daylight savings. Yes. And they're like, no, it's staying. I'm like, guys, you're literally forgetting about other people. Like, some of us have to wake up early. And to be honest, guys, this world's not going to go around if you don't have us people waking up early.
So
you owe us.
True. So true. All the people who like my show and wake up late, you know what I mean?
I totally get you, Ali. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling me this morning. I'm so pent up about this morning. You have no idea.
Me and you both, man.
You're the best. Thanks for your call, Katie.
Thank you, Ali.
Oh, I feel like I'm losing the plot a little bit this morning, but I've just checked the Hit GB Instagram and the messages are flooding in, guys. Where's My Tacos writes, yes, full on just hate it because I go to bed very early and wake up early myself and it's a pain. Nick says he's a dairy farmer, hates it with a passion. Even the cows hate it. I feel you, guys. Yes. We should start a club. Haters of daylight saving. I'll be the president. Someone else can be a secretary. It's going to happen. And we can all get our heavy duty blinds together. It'll be really, that can be our first club activity.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
At the end of the week, it's nice to sit back, pour a brandy, and reflect over some classical music. It's Benny, the boss man's diary.
Now, granted, it's not the end of the week.
I was just saying, start of the week.
But putting up with you two deserves a brandy on a Monday morning.
Okay, well, you haven't put up with Josiah at all today, really.
Let's look at last week's diary, shall we?
Yeah, okay. Ellie's so cute.
Monday.
She wore her hair up today. It looked good.
Woke up this morning and put on Josiah and Ellie. There must be better shows out there, surely. Oh. Ellie calls everyone bro. Josiah's always winking at everyone and hitting on Ellie. I'd pay them to do this. You know, I'm going to cancel meetings today and go for a long lunch.
And you did. You were drunk by 11 o'clock.
Tuesday.
If our show's so bad, make it better, bro. Sorry to call you bro. Not allowed to do that.
The guys asked for another pay rise today. Another one. They literally get to talk each day. They get to go home by lunch. They get weekends off.
No, we don't.
Where's good today to go for another long lunch?
Am I driving you to a habit? Am I, Benny?
Wednesday.
Oh, God.
Huge show today.
Yeah.
The guys sounded so good.
Whoa.
Shawnee and Billy on Triple M were absolutely on fire.
The competitor. Yep. Okay. I see how it is.
Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God it's Thursday. Josiah winks at me one more time. I'm going to lose it.
We met our goat on Thursday. It was a big show. Thank you very much.
Mr. I can't stop adjusting my man bun 20,000 times a day. All the chicks know me at Lemon Tree. Who cares? What's if Alan, our GM, wants to go to the pub today?
Friday. All right, Friday, what? We had the big goat reveal. We spoke to Sophie Monk. We spoke to Erin Molan. It was a big show. Screw Up Fridays was back. Headline of the week was back.
Might call in sick today.
Okay.
Pull a 3-day weekend.
Hey, Benny.
Okay, sorry, yes.
Is everything okay?
Yeah,
you all right?
Good. Everything's good.
Because you don't sound okay in your diary.
Oh, that's just my reflections of working with you two.
I'm just showing you a bit of my concern for you, buddy.
What's the concern?
That I think that maybe things aren't going all right with you at the moment.
I think you're a little jealous. All the long lunches I get to go to.
Yeah, actually, can I come on a long lunch?
Oh, God, no.
Can you pay?
We'll
discuss my pay rise.
Really?
Mm.
Well, this is why it was in Tuesday's part of the diary. Why do you want to pay rise? Justify. You got 30 seconds.
Because I'm really good at my job. I am in here every day slogging my guts out. Josiah's up in Sydney for a
footy
game.
There's confidence in your work. Then there's arrogance.
Yeah. I've just got confidence. There's other people out there who do a good job too. There you go. That's the difference between confidence and arrogance.
I love how it's I do a good job, not the team around this show.
Yeah, because I'm the only one who does any work.
No to that, pay rise.
Oh,
it's been a pleasure working with you this morning, Ellie.
You
have a
too.
Lovely day, mate.
Thanks for filling in. Sorry about the stinkiness in the studio. Josiah will be back on the show tomorrow.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hit.com.au or download the Hit app.